This is 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station. David Fair with you, and it is that time of day and that time of week to talk all things movies. We call it Cinema Chat, and my partner in this movie talk is Nick Alderink. He is from Marquee Arts and serves as Cinema Program Director for the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. And Nick, it's good to have you back in studio.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks so much, David.
Well, we are just weeks away now from the kickoff and launch and the return of the Cinetopia Film Festival.
Yeah, Cinetopia is running May 13th through the 17th this year. This is our 11th festival, and we are bringing audience and filmmakers together to celebrate bold cinema, independent voices, and films you cannot see anywhere else. These are films that we look at all the best festivals from around the world, and we try to bring our favorite films from those to Ann Arbor. So we got 18 curated films from around the world, designed. It's a lineup designed by and curated by me and staff from the Michigan Theater, people who really love film. And it's your chance to discover unforgettable stories from filmmakers with unique perspectives and true creative vision. And so the full lineup is out now, and you can get passes and single tickets at marquee-arts.org/cinetopia, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Now, I've done Cinema Chat for a while, so I know how hard you and the team work to curate a film festival like Cinematopia.
Yeah.
But do you find that in the matter of public discourse, nobody feels bad for you having to have that job?
No. It's certainly hard to complain about a job where you just have to watch a lot of movies. Yeah, that's for sure.
Are you proud of this year's selection?
I'm very proud of this year's selection. We got some really, really enjoyable stuff. There's some films that I was super excited to book and bring to Ann Arbor, it's going to be there's no disappointments in this festival.
So what I will say is that in the weeks leading up to, we will have much more conversation and much more detailed conversation about those films that have been selected for this year's festival. Again, it's May 13th to 17th, and tickets now available at marqueearts.org/Cinetopia. Well, we have some movies that are available more immediately, and opening at the Cineplex, one of a kind of a biopic of one of the world's greatest stars ever.
Yeah, Michael releases this week in cinemas around the country. This is the new film that follows Michael Jackson's life from the period with his involvement with the Jackson 5 and through his solo career. And it stars Jafar Jackson, who is the nephew of Michael Jackson, the real life nephew. And it's from director Antoine Fuqua, who has made Training Day and a lot of really other great films. You expect it has his own music in it, and I'm sure it's going to be enjoyable to see that portrayed.
You know, I think the reviews on this to this point by critics have been rather brutal.
Yeah.
and you wouldn't expect that from the director who has such a great pedigree. Mm-hmm. But I think part of that is how people react to Michael Jackson himself, right?
Yeah.
Because of the way his story kind of ended in the latter part of his life.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good time for us to take a look at ourselves.
Yeah.
Can we or should we separate artist from art?
Yeah, yeah.
And how do we go about that? And why do we do it for some but not with others? And, I mean, we could completely shut down the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Baseball Hall of Fame, right? So it's an interesting time to kind of take another look at it from that perspective. There's no question. Even people who don't generally like pop music, you'll find a handful of Michael Jackson songs you like. It was out there, and it was ubiquitous at one time.
Yeah, he was the biggest star on the planet. It's hard to get young people to understand just how big Michael Jackson was. This story really shows that rise to real power.
Yeah. So I'm sure some are going to love it and some are going to absolutely despise it. But again, it's another chance for us to kind of hold a mirror up to ourselves and see how we're processing these kinds of things. There are a lot of movies opening and some special screenings at the Michigan and State in the coming days.
Yeah, opening for limited screenings things at the Michigan this week. There's a film called Fantasy Life, and this is about an anxious New York law school dropout who stumbles into a job babysitting his psychiatrist's three granddaughters and falls for the girl's mother, an actress in a rocky marriage. And this stars Amanda Peet as the woman he falls in love with. And it's from writer-director Matthew Shear, who also stars in the film. And also features Judd Hirsch, Bob Balaban, and Holland Taylor.
You know, I went to high school with Judd Hirsch's son.
Did you really?
I did. And, yeah. You know, I'd always been a big fan of Judd Hirsch on the TV show Taxi.
Yeah. One of the great character actors. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And he's been great in film, but I have in my mind this more personal connection that makes me always root for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mother Mary, what's that all about?
Yeah, this is opening at the State this week. This is about long buried wounds rise to the surface when iconic pop star Mother Mary reunites with her estranged best friend and former costume designer on the eve of her comeback performance. And this is from writer-director David Lowery, who made The Green Knight and A Ghost Story and a few other really great indie films, and stars Anne Hathaway as Mother Mary, Michaela Cole, Hunter Schaefer, and FKA Twigs also.
You know, I find Anne Hathaway to be perfectly fine actress.
She's great.
She's great in most things that she does, and yet she seems to be this polarizing human being.
I don't know that I get it. I don't really get it either. It's one of those things that I think that the internet has kind of picked up on, and it just people sway in one way or the other for no reason.
She's an actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Go watch the movie and enjoy.
Yeah.
Some special screenings include The Road Home, and this is something that we've featured here on WEMU, and it takes a real close look at what we're experiencing right here in Washtenaw County.
Yeah, that plays this evening at 6 o'clock at the Michigan. It's free and open to the public, presented with the Ann Arbor Housing Commission, and will feature a post-film panel discussion. The documentary addresses the critical issues of mental health, housing insecurity, and homelessness in Washtenaw County, exploring both the underlying challenges and potential solutions through a unified community effort.
Certainly, if you want to find out what's happening, this is something that would be worth your time. And I would also recommend you head to our website at WEMU.org. Our own Caroline McGregor did an interview on The Road Home, and it's available to you at your convenience.
Yeah.
And one of the great directors of all time, respected globally.
Yeah, Akira Kurosawa. This is his film Dreams from 1990. This will be playing tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan, part of our late night classic series. And this is a magical realist anthology film of eight vignettes written and directed by Akira Kurosawa, inspired by actual reoccurring dreams that he had, which features tales of childlike wonder that give way to apocalyptic apparitions, interspersed with reflections on the redemptive power of creation, including a richly textured, vibrant tribute to Vincent van Gogh, who is played by Martin Scorsese in the film.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And Lost Highway, that is David Lynch, so you can be assured if you've never seen it before, you'll have a weird experience.
Yeah, this is another very dreamlike film from 1997 that'll be playing tomorrow at 9:30 at the Michigan, also part of our Late Night Classic series. This is about anonymous videotapes presage a musician's murder conviction, and a gangster's girlfriend leads a mechanic astray. And this stars Bill Pullman and Patricia Arquette.
And we're going to look to the past as well. And this is a film that my father told me was, as a kid, was the only one that ever scared him, but it scared him to death.
This is the Jaws of the 1950s. We're talking Creature from the Black Lagoon, and this is an encore screening. We played it last weekend, and it sold out. We had to turn a bunch of people away, so we're presenting again, and it's special because we're presenting it on 35mm and 3D. So this will be playing tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the Michigan, so you get the red and blue glasses, and you know, hit the creature's hands. We'll reach out to you in the auditorium. But it's about a strange prehistoric beast who lurks in the depths of the Amazon jungle, and a group of scientists try to capture the animal and bring it back to civilization for study.
I imagine that it's not going to scare people who have become accustomed to today's brand of horror. At the same time, if you can put yourself in that place and think about that, the visual medium, many people in that age did not have televisions or anything, and then to have this experience, it was frightening in its day.
Yeah, that's right. And then Borderland, The Line Within. That'll be playing next Tuesday, April 28th at 6:30 at the Michigan. And this is presented with a post-film discussion with the director Pamela Yates and producer Paco de Onis. And Temple Temple Beth Emeth, in collaboration with an interfaith network of congregations in Washtenaw County, is presenting this film in are sponsoring the film to fund legal services for Michigan immigrants whose rights are being violated and who are without representation. So the tickets from this film will benefit them, along with additional donations, will go to the Interfaith Fund for Immigrant Justice to support the nonprofit Michigan Rights Center.
Again, a film with another some local impact.
Yes.
There.
Yeah.
If you look back to 1960, if I've read my film history correctly, there was some controversy over a movie called La Dolce Vita.
Yeah, this will be playing Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Michigan, part of Art House Revival. This is voted by our members one of the best films of all time that rocketed director Federico Fellini to international success. But then we also got Twin Peaks coming up next week. That'll be April 29th.
The TV show?
The TV show. We're presenting episodes 5 and 6. The One-Armed Man and Cooper's Dreams are those episodes. They'll be next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. And then also next Wednesday, you can catch Power to the People, John and Yoko in New York City. That is a really great new documentary that presents John and Yoko's Madison Square Garden show on August 30th, 1972.
Well, Nick, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you, David.
That is Nick Alderink. He is from Marquee Art and co-hosts Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti.